WBFO's photos show at least three Buffalo police officers using either black tape or fabric to cover their name tags while guarding Mayor Byron Brown's house Wednesday night. Two of the officers had also patched a Blue Lives Matter flag onto their uniforms.
It elevates the level of distrust that the public has in the police department.
John Elmore is a Buffalo attorney and former New York State police trooper. He's held classes showing young people of color how to survive their encounters with the police.
The reason that there are police regulations requiring name tags are to protect the public from police abuse. So the police officers, if they are out of line, the public can identify them by their name and by their badge number.
WBFO was unable to confirm whether Buffalo doesn't allow officers to cover name tags or wear Blue Lives Matter patches. The city code simply states officers cannot wear their uniforms while off duty. A name tag is exactly how many Twitter users quickly identified Aaron Torgalski, one of the two Buffalo police officers seen pushing an elderly protester in WBFO's viral video. Since then, Buffalo police have shown solidarity with the two suspended officers. The rest of the emergency response team resigned from the special unit, while dozens of off-duty officers came out in support when the two were arraigned in Buffalo City Court. Buffalo is far from the only city where police have covered their name tags during the recent protests. Chicago police are investigating at least one officer after photos on social media showed him covering his name tag and badge number. Police in Portland, Oregon were permitted to cover their name tags with tape, showing their personnel numbers, after officers allegedly had their personal information released online. However, with everything happening in Buffalo, Elmore wonders whether officers covering their name tags outside Brown's house was an act of passive resistance against the mayor, who's announced numerous reforms over the last few weeks.
It makes you wonder how much control the mayor has over the police department that he's in charge of, when they're openly defying him in front of his house.
Mike DeGeorge, the spokesperson for both Brown and the police department, did not return a request for comment. The president of the Buffalo Police Union, John Evans, also did not return a phone call. Tom Dinkey, WBFO News.